been around a while, the atmospheres have changed in here. It's a different atmosphere in here tonight. And it's conducive to do kingdom business. It's a different atmosphere, I'm telling you. I sense it. I sense a deeper kotelen skin drapa. I sense a deeper reverence and a deeper respect. And the king receiving it. When you leave home, you should have the idea, I'm going to see the king. When I walk through those doors, I just sense a different reverence, a different atmosphere, conducive for, just let me careful, kingdom business. I really believe that the Lord is about to minister to you tonight like never before. You see, because I don't have no special days. I don't have no Wednesdays and Sundays. When I minister the word, I'm not ministering a Wednesday ministry, a Tuesday ministry. I just minister the word with all my heart. So, you know, I minister like every day Sunday. But I lack this atmosphere. This atmosphere will increase my anointing. You guys are helping me out. This is a special time to me. It's very favorable. Father, just stretch your hand out. Father, we thank you right now that we are yielding to you and honoring you. And we come to this place to meet you. And you are like nobody else. And we have to be in a position to expect greater things than anything else we do when we meet you. So we're taking our time to come here, to be in your presence, and to hear from you. So speak to us, Lord. Let us know we're doing the right thing. Oh, my, my, my. Your gifts want to function in our midst. Thank you so much. And as we go through your word tonight, searching for what you want us to see, give us enlightenment, enlargement, empowerment. Let us enter into the places that you want us to go. We thank you here for at Endaro, at Word of Life Christian Center, and around the world, partners and churches that are connected to us. Lead us into deeper dimension of the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Yes, ma'am, I'll receive. Luke chapter 17. Those of you who are taking notes, we're going to begin a series tonight of how to properly function, how to function properly in the kingdom of God. How to function properly in the kingdom of God. When you write that down, I want you to write, the Spirit just spoke this to me, rare production. You're going to begin to produce rare production, productions that are not normal, they are not natural, they are not academic, they are going to be supernatural production from a kingdom perspective. Are you listening to me? Supernatural production from a kingdom perspective, all right? We're going to find out that the kingdom is within you, but the kingdom is also around you, all right? We'll get the definition of different things from the kingdom. Now, when I was praying, you're in Luke 17, when I was praying a few minutes ago before I came out about this night, the Lord spoke. and I'm going to speak it to you. Get as much note as you can. Maybe I'll say something to you different prior to reading the text tonight. Maybe I'll say something to you special for something you believe in, for something you standing for. But he said to me, your kingdom birthright must be enforced. That's just one sentence. I got a whole page. Your kingdom birthright must be enforced. My job as a pastor is to reveal what the kingdom is and how to work in the kingdom. By enlightenment and empowerment of the reality of the kingdom constantly being revealed in you. By enlightenment and empowerment of the reality of the kingdom constantly being revealed. Know that word, revealed in you. This is a revelatory kingdom. All right. Never stop below your kingdom rights by failing to pursue it on a daily basis. Thus said the Lord, knowing the truth of the kingdom is your path to peace, joy, love, and financial security. I'm still saying what he told me in prayer, praying in tongues. You will never be shut off from your blessings again. As you learn to operate in the kingdom, learn to function in the kingdom, learn it's not just a regular meeting, or the church is not just a regular setting. I'm saying these things to you as I read. This is an invisible, unlimited place in God. It's a place in you to function beyond and above all that ever existed. Hallelujah. I'm not through reading to you, but let me say something to you. It is so powerful. Do not rack it into a common position. Have a greater expectation from God than anything you know in your life. Always understand that because of who you are and who He is, any good thing can happen. Something that never happened before. Let me continue giving you this. You're talking about functioning beyond above all that ever existed. People who learn about the kingdom and understand how to operate in the kingdom are going to do exploit. He goes on to say to me, this is a high privilege that kingdom citizens are able to manifest, demonstrate the goodness of God to all mankind. Yes, sir. Witnessing is more than talking. Amen. And the church have tried to get people saved just by talking. Verbally. But there's another way to talk. Glory. Kingdom citizens talk not just verbally. They talk by manifestation and demonstration that they're serving a high God. You see me? So as we study the kingdom, you're going to begin to manifest more. You're going to begin to demonstrate more. You're going to begin to have people ask you questions. Why are you able to live so different in a time when everybody going the other way? You see it? All right, let me finish. This is a kingdom of authority and provision. It's a kingdom of authority and provision. Then I heard these words, Samala, Samala, Samala. I said, what is this, Lord? All in a matter of 5 minutes. You will from this night forward see advancement, enlargement, economic increase, empowerment, become easy to tap into because you know how and why you are a kingdom business person out to please God and honor God at all costs. Somebody raise their hand and give him praise for that. As a matter of 5 minutes, giving it in prayer, you know, I was praying for the servant, praying for you, and I was looking at you on the screen, and I started praying, and the Lord started talking with me. In Luke chapter 17, how to function properly in the kingdom of God. Say that. And always remember, brothers and sisters, look at me. Always remember, carry yourself in a way to know that you on kingdom business. You never not own kingdom business. You always a king operating in kingdom business. Don't let this world pull you down from that level. So here Jesus teaching on God's kingdom in Luke 17, 20 and 21. Run and get my iPad off my desk because I got to read this in the Amplified. I like you girls or whoever back there to put it on the board because I want to be real, put great emphasis on some of these things that I have to say here. In the 20th verse of the 17th chapter of Luke, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Now, that word observation there bespeak another word. You'll never forget it. When you're dealing with the kingdom, it does not come by observation, but it comes by revelation. You see, in dealing with the kingdom, you have to see, thank you, son, you have to see in another dimension. And when you see it, you can believe it, you can know it, you can feel it, and you can operate in it. You are designed by God to operate in invisible authority being manifested. Listen, children. The kingdom of God operates in higher laws. It does not operate in man laws. There are times kingdom citizen has to overrule natural laws that man have made. It happened all the time in Nebuchadnezzar with Pharaoh, different one tried to stop kingdom business. And the one who was operating and functioning kingdom authority had a power to overcome Daniel in the lion den, the three Hebrew boys, Moses standing at the Red Sea. It's not normal for water just to open up the Mississippi, just to open up me and Marvin walk on through and go to the other side. But we always, this type of power, this type of ability, this type of functioning is always ready to avail itself to you because you are a citizen from another country and another form of operating. We cannot become naturally religious folks going to church. You have to have an expectancy for things, listen to me, to happen out of the ordinary. You're designed to live. Who listening? an unusual life. Nothing common about you when you become sons and daughters of God. Get that commonality out of your mind. God is ready to do something else for you at another level all the time. I'm going to another level. Don't settle for the normal pattern of religion and tradition and the doctrine of men and a good eloquent sermon. No, you're a kingdom citizen. Meat and drink is the least part of your life. We'll see it in the coming. But I got hit by the Holy Ghost on that word. Go back to the King James Version. Go back to the King James Version. I'll get to the Amplified in a few minutes. When he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Now, you see, you can read the scripture with observation. You observe the verbs and the adjectives and who's speaking and all that, you know, and great in Hebrews and Greek. Hebrew and Greek is not revelation.
Amen.
It's a language. The kingdom, you function in the kingdom, look at me, by revelation, not repeating. See, a parrot cannot be a member of the kingdom. So you're not no parakeet. You need to have some insight on what you're saying and some stamina to stick with it. Your normal pattern of living is a trick from the devil. You don't supposed to live normal. You're a kingdom citizen. Oh my. Right, verse 20. And when he was demanded, now they make a demand. These religion people make a demand on Jesus. Why? And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, so you will never see it. Not by your religious ideas, you'll never see it. Then he says this, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold. Now listen to this. The kingdom of God is within you. Now I say it, the kingdom of God is within me. What for? What is it? Do it make me different?
Yes.
Should. That's what they're teaching about. Yes. All right, let me see. Can we read it from the Amplified Bible? What is Luke 17:21 I read? 17:20. Asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he replied to them by saying, the kingdom of God does not come with signs to be observed or with visible display. Nor, verse 21 now, nor will people say, look, here it is, or see, it is there. For behold, watch this now, the kingdom of God is within you, number one, in your hearts, and among you, surrounding you. That is powerful. So this kingdom is within us. Now, let's look at Romans chapter 14. Romans chapter 14. It's my job as your pastor to see that you know how to operate in the kingdom and that you don't lower your dignity to the standard of this world. Thank you, sir. And 17. Now, what is this kingdom? What Romans 14:17. Romans, now we find out the kingdom of God is within us, right? What is this kingdom? And Paul pointed out clearly here, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. So it's not physical, it's not natural, it's not normal, it's not the same old, same old. You see, now when you get to these three words that describe in the kingdom, you're talking about supernatural manifestation always available at all times. See, it's telling you that it's a spiritual kingdom. Write that down. It's a spiritual kingdom. You are a spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you're birthed into a spiritual kingdom. It's not normal. It's not natural. It's not stoppable. There's nothing that this kingdom can't produce. This kingdom has no boundaries. So therefore, there's no boundaries in your life. There's no bondage to you as a child of God. You always can break out or birth something by the power of God. See. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Now notice what it says it is, but righteousness. Righteousness is a divine supernatural force that is able to penetrate you into another dimension. Oh man, come on. At any moment. By the force of righteousness, you can travel in the spirit world and see things and do things that the natural eyes can't see. Or the natural mind can't understand. Righteousness is a divine force. Righteousness is God putting himself in us. To know how to act right in the spirit realm. There's no stopping. No blocking. As we function right, if there's something contaminating us, the Lord give us a space to repent.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
And then he restores us to our righteous position. Even though we slip a little bit and tripped, but that don't make no difference. We're still righteous.
Yes.
And so we recover. I'm telling you that the Spirit of God speak to me. If you listen to me, your regular living is over. Places that have been blocking you, the next time you're going to cross the line. Because once you know how to use the force of righteousness like Jesus used it. See, Jesus was using that force of righteousness. Put that scripture back up. Jesus was using that force of righteousness. I have a right to be blessed. I have a right to be healthy. I have a right to live above standard. I have a right to be full of joy, unspeakable and full of glory. Not because of what's going on. No, I got this. No matter what's going on, I got this. This is what's going to change that. Peace that passes all understanding. Bible said, I will keep thy mind and keep you in perfect peace. Your mind and your heart. And then he says, joy in the Holy Ghost. So that's three descriptions of the kingdom. We know these are spiritual description that can be manifested. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can be manifested. Now let them manifest in your mind, in your soul. Think about it. He said the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I believe that the Lord was covering, or the Holy Ghost was covering any aspect that tried to tell you different. Take one of those things and you can wipe it out. Anything telling you different in your life tonight? It could be physically, mentally, satanic. But it can't hold you. Are you seeing this? It can't hold you because there's a force in you called righteousness. I'm gonna tell you something. See, can God get you out of anything you mean right tonight? You need deliverance from, or you need victory. I heard the Spirit say something just now. Righteousness was the force that caused the resurrection. If righteousness was the force that causes the resurrection, and I have righteousness in me, it is a force that can get me out of any dead thing or anything got my life dragging, or anything putting me in a down position. I'm ready to get up. Point at the person next to you and tell them you have the power. Because you're a child of God. So because of your kingdom citizenship, you can resurrect from anything that is not saying righteousness, not saying peace, and not saying joy. Somebody better help me up in here. You have that divine right. So you can check this out. This not from God, because this don't have no righteousness. This don't have no peace. This don't have no joy. I'm going to fight. I'm going to stand up and fight this in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost. This thing got to leave my life, because it's not bringing me no righteousness. It's not bringing me no peace. And I don't have no joy. So I don't have the right to be in my life. And as a kingdom citizen, I'm going to enforce my rights for miracles, signs, and wonders. Because the kingdom of God life is a supernatural life. That's what he's trying to get to us. How to live supernatural in a natural world. And advertise. Commercialize. You're a commercial for God. So no member of this church, do not get set up for normal religion, normal tradition, normal Bible reading, normal clapping your hand. Clap your hand, read your Bible, but go farther. All right, sit down. Matthew 6. That's right. I told you there's a different atmosphere in here. Do y'all want to come out of me what God had put in me in these 47 years? All we got to do is flow together. All we have to do is flow together. I'm so free up in here tonight. I'm so free up in here. It's something about it, man. It's something about it, man. My. I just can't treat God regular. You got a spirit. You sense the atmosphere. Harmonious condition, agreeable surrounding, best of everything. That's kingdom talk, man. But there must be an harmony. There must be an agreement for that to happen. There must be a flow. Matthew 6, shut down, sit down. Matthew 6. Matthew 6. How to function properly in the kingdom of God. How to function properly in the kingdom of God. How to function properly in the kingdom of God. It cannot be any old way. That's kingdom guidelines, and we have to know what they are. All right? All right. Now here in Matthew 6, It said, for all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. Oh, I hate to do it, but I gotta cut tonight. Because of operating outside of the kingdom to a large degree, we have been seeking the wrong thing. And Satan loves it. And this world system loves to look at the church, want the church to come to them big, and a politician and different. Come to us. We take care. Now, you need to take care of me. I got a source. And every member in this church got a source. You just pay attention. You pay attention. You got a source that is above all sources that ever existed. But what have happened, the church have got off her mission by seeking stuff that's already hers. And once she get on the mission, the stuff going to start coming. More than you can handle. But you see, basically the church now is seeking healing, seeking finances. Y'all don't want to talk about it. Lost my amen corner. But I got to show it to you because I want you to switch. See, if we're going to teach the kingdom, you're going to have to make some switches. All right? And you're born, I just tap in. You're born to lack good things. When you became a child of God, good things entered into you. So there's nothing wrong with that. But it's yours. All this scarceness, all these prayers we praying about stuff that really belong to us. See, I'm gonna show you a scripture. We take it. You take what's yours. You know, can I have? No, I come to get it. You see what I'm saying? And so the enemy got us acting like it's not ours. So when we're supposed to be praying about something else, we're over here praying about this. Lord, help me, get me out of this mess. I need $40,000. The Lord said, that's all you need. Just do what I tell you to do. Because $40,000, I don't shake God up. I'm going to say something I know. Every man in this church is supposed to be rich. That means the woman rich too. I got two brothers stood up. It's a God-given gift. Nothing evil about it. I'm about to say something else, Pat. And it's easy. When you learn how to function in the kingdom properly, being rich is easy. You know, I said then I don't feel no contrary spirit of me either. Y'all ready, huh? Yes, I could be bold enough to say this. Well, if you listen, I'll get you there. I'll be going. If you listen and follow instruction as you should, I can get you there. I know how to get there because I'm there. And nobody here come no lower from where I was. Sit down. Because God has no respecter of person. He respect his word, and someone who follow his word, he respect them. This is going to have an effect on you. This Holy Ghost is telling me, tell you to do something. And you can do it real seriously. But you need to tell three people that I'm a kingdom carrier. I'm a kingdom carrier. I'm a carrier of the kingdom of God and all its benefits belong to me right now. Listen, I will not have to concentrate on needs no more. Tonight, I'm leaving the need level. Write it down. See it. You sit down. See it. Believe it. Know it. Feel it. And have it. See it. Know it. Believe it. Let me add another word. Say it. And have it. That's the way you operate. No begging. I'm going to get ahead of myself, but I'm going to say it to you. You have been designed by God. You listening? Yes. To take it by force. What I said? The last part.
Take it by force.
I can't hear you.
Take it by force.
You're designed by God. The force of faith. The force of righteousness. The force of mercy. The force of grace. All those are forces that is beyond anything or anybody that try to stop you from going where you're going. You say it, you feel it, you hold on to it, you walk in faith. It got to come to you. The kingdom of God in you is a kingdom of attraction. Good God Almighty. It attracts the goodness of God, the benefits of God, the blessings of God are being attracted to you from within. Not without, from within. You have an inside contract. Signed, sealed, and delivered. Oh, the Holy Ghost is talking to us now. Yes, I said you got to feel blessed. That's what I said, feel blessed. In all of Jesus' teaching here in Matthew 6 now, Jesus said, I'm gonna show you all the things I'm talking about. I talk about having treasures. I've talked about blessed are the meek for the inherit. He said, now let me show you how this worked though. He said, you know, the boys don't have no sewing plan. Now let me give you a secret now. I'm ahead of myself, but I got to give it to you now because I'm trying to work with the Holy Ghost. The birds, the fathers of the air has no sowing plan. The Lord had never told the red boy anything about sowing because he wouldn't understand it. But don't you be a red boy. Because the kingdom, write this down, the kingdom, and put an asterisk by it. The kingdom of God is a seed kingdom. And the reason it's a seed kingdom is a seed kingdom so Satan can't see when you're making a move. Because he see the seed insignificant. But he don't know what's on the inside of the seed. And he don't know what's on the inside of you. And the inside of you and then the inside of the seed get together and start working, it can't be stopped. Are you seeing it? I see it. Are you seeing it? The kingdom of God is a seed kingdom. It works by seed. Jesus was a seed. And because they didn't understand that Jesus was a seed, they crucified him. They didn't know he was going to come back up. So I'm hearing from the Spirit of God, oh my God, I'm glad I'm here tonight. The seed is your secret. Buck, you heard that? The seed is your secret. People who operate in the kingdom of God, the seed is their secret. They're getting out all the time, and the enemy don't know it because he think they're getting in. They're giving their last. He said, they're stupid. He don't know on the other side. Something about to rise up, put them beyond him. He can't hold them no more. So you cannot function properly in the kingdom if you don't understand seed. The word is a seed. You understand that? So what Satan did, I'm going to get off it in a minute. But I see it because I see it so clear because I know how it worked. Yeah. What Satan did in the church messed the seed up. By being broke. By broke preachers begging for money, messed the seed up. The lady locked her purse. I ain't giving no more. Because I ain't getting nothing back. You're just begging. 4 and 5 offering. So what it did, it messed the seed up so people stopped sowing. Yes. Yeah. See. I'm going to give you, you can't take this standing up. You listen to me, I want you to write this down. Sowing and owing can't stay in the same house. Finally, the sowing, going to drive out the owing. Now, when I say owing, I'm talking about going to duration. Borrowing is not evil, because he told me borrow. I'll borrow in a minute when he tells me. But I never go to duration. If it's 30 years, I pay it off in 3 years. See, instead of them using you, you're using their money. That's a difference, isn't it? So there's nothing wrong if you got debts and you're paying now, but don't live with them. You know, don't become cousin. Don't let it become a family member. Point at it every now and then you walk in the room and say, you're not going to be here long now. You're not a member of this family. This house gonna be paid off real soon. Let me try to read here. Verse 32, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek. Now the church became like the Gentile. Can we change that? Yeah, see, because, all them words you're saying, you could be sowing. Because the saying is not going to take the place of the sowing. The kingdom is not a saying kingdom. It's a seed kingdom. All right. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Remember he told us, wanted to make up the kingdom as righteousness over in Romans 14, right? And all, look at this. And all these things shall be added unto you. Look what he said. Take therefore no thought for the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So people getting a lot of problem by not knowing about the sowing kingdom. Now let me show you in the Amplified Bible in the 32nd verse. You ready? For the Gentile heathen. Wish for and crave and diligently seek all these things. And your heavenly Father knows well that you need them all. Now notice verse 33. But seek, am, at, and strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness. Then he tells us and explains what it is. His kingdom is right. His way of doing and being right. See it? And then all these things taken together will be given you beside. So do not worry or be anxious about tomorrow. For tomorrow will have worries and anxiousness of its own. Sufficient for each day is its own trouble. In other words, he said, trust me. Trust me right now. Now, let me show you this. I'm sure it is. And this sort of an introduction. You got Luke 17, 20, 21. You have Romans 14, 17, right? You understood that part. It definitely gives us what the kingdom of God is. Then Matthew 6, 32, he says, seek to plainly understand at all time in your life how the kingdom operates, right? How to function in the kingdom properly. Don't let nobody come tell you their little ideas. Too many little ideas out there. And then when somebody telling you something that's so deep in the spirit and they got it, just look at their life. Look beyond the hallelujah. And say, baby, you talking just me or me and you? I know it's you and I, but I'm saying me and you. Are you talking to just me or are you talking to me and you? Because you know that you like you need what you're telling me. See, we got to expose some people here. We got to expose some things. Yeah. Somebody always run their mouth. I know the word, me. Why you don't have no production in your life, you know the word so much. You know about the word. When the word, you know the word, when you know the word and you know how to operate in the kingdom, you're going to have some production, some manifestation, some demonstration, some advertisement, and some commercial in your life. I ain't got many amen on that. Hold on, baby. I'm going to get you that. Just hold on. Just say amen loud when I say something good. You see me? Just say amen loud. Just because you're not there don't mean you're not going to get that. That's what you're here for. But just act like your dad. Say amen. Hallelujah. That's the way you got to do. Hallelujah. Say it again. That's the way I say. I'm already there. Hallelujah. See? That's what we're here for. Impact. Input. Increase. Insight. See? See? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I receive. It's a $100 check. I receive. Man sold $1,000 to me every time I pass his house. Pay it off. You imagine you got a prophet passing your house saying pay it off? And the prophet house pay it off? Do you know how fast that house is going to get paid off? I passed the house and said, pay it off in Jesus' name. I follow what the Holy Ghost told me. The Holy Ghost said, speak to the house. Said, pay it off. His wife was out there cleaning the tires on her car. I hollered. I said, the house, pay it off. She said, hallelujah, I receive it. And I said it by divine permission. I didn't say it just here because I ain't going to be talking about pay it off, pay it off. I'd be all night long dealing with people's house. A lot of houses not paid off, but the Lord told me to say it. I said it. All right, Matthew chapter 11. Y'all see I'm using my iPad. I got all them boys and I can get help quick if I need it. But I want you to see this aspect of the kingdom. Number one, we saw the kingdom of God is within you, right? And then we saw what the kingdom of God is in Romans. And then Jesus told us this is his master plan. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And he said, once you follow that master plan, you'll never have to go in verse 32 anymore. Go back there. Go back. Go back to Matthew 6, 32. You're not a Gentile.
Amen.
Gentiles didn't have the kingdom of God within them. So you cannot take upon their attribute or their mannerism. You have to recognize there's a force on the inside of you that produces the promises of God. Produces, you had to become persuaded.
Hallelujah.
Now, one of the things that messed the body of Christ up is cousins. Kinfolk. I'm hearing generational chain, locks. Sam old. That is not right in this class. You can be what you want to be. You can do what you want to do, and you can have what you want to have. If you get to functioning in this kingdom, you leave verse 32 and you leave verse 34. I ain't thinking about tomorrow. I don't care what happened. I ain't thinking about it. Tomorrow don't rule me. I'm living one day at a time. Because my God is a good God. He got tomorrow covered. He got yesterday covered. He got what? He got September covered, October covered, November covered, December covered. In my life, I'm covered. Be anxious for nothing, but enter everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God will pass all understanding. You should keep your heart and mind in Christ through Christ Jesus. Father, my brother, whatsoever is honored, whatsoever is pure. Keep things like that. I don't have to think about nothing else. I receive your seed. I don't have to think about nothing else. You don't have to think about nothing else. You're not a Gentile. But I have to speak to you. The church has been living a Gentile lifestyle. Worry, fear, anxiety. And God said, I can't get it to you because you're not walking by faith. A lesson like this will change your life forever. See? Stop acting spiritual and be spiritual. Trust God with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. And don't just quote those words. He'll direct your path. When you say this, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Don't be worried about wants then, because you're lying. You got to say it forcefully. You got to say it faithfully. You got to say it trustworthily. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. You see it? But you say it from the inside. You say it from a kingdom perspective. You say it from a perspective of righteousness, peace, and joy. You have to dance like you already got it. Like it's already done, man. Because it is. Because it is already done. Because it is already done. Everything you need done is already done. It's already done. Say it, it's already done. Let me share with you now. As I talk, the Spirit of God speak to me. Expectation from a kingdom perspective is a divine masterpiece. You better write, sit down, write that down. You ain't gonna find that in no book. Because I don't know if I can repeat it. Expectation is a divine kingdom perspective. That is a divine masterpiece. Thank you, Holy Ghost, because I sure couldn't do it. You got it? Yes, now, you need to read over that at certain moments in your life. And I got 5 minutes, because of not fully living in the kingdom, we've had too much expectation from man. And when God see that, if there's such a thing as sitting down, he just wait till you come back. Now, you know I'm telling the truth. If I asked this question and make this statement, who would be honest enough to tell the truth yet? Because you can't shift till you tell the truth. Have you been in verse 32 more than you've been in verse 33 of the 6th chapter of Matthew? And all I'm trying to do is bring you somewhere. You know, I'm not trying to look at you, whoa. No. Pack the oil, you know, just to a large degree. We've been seeking God help, man. Yes. Amen. You know, because such a scenario, God look at Jesus and say, don't they know that I moved him out of verse 32 into verse 33? Don't they know that all they got to do is seek me now? Yes. I already have done it for them. Now, listen, children. Here's what I'm hearing now. And I don't want it to be a common statement. Write you right now. This is your breaking loose moment. From normal living to begin to live as a child of the living God with all the benefits. Every religious spirit, every traditional spirit must die in this house tonight. That you can have joy unspeakable and full of glory. Not even thinking about a need, but living in your dream. That you can preach the gospel, teach the gospel, and win other men to Christ. That's your assignment. The work and the greater works. I'm your provider. I'm Jehovah Jireh. You don't have to seek my presence. You are my habitation. I'm with you whether you feel like it, look like it, or act like it. I'm still with you. Stop dealing with the effect on the outside. Go on the inside and deal with the cause. The cause can change the effect, but the effect cannot change the cause. You've overcome them, little children. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. That's that kingdom. That's Christ in you. Christ in that kingdom, you know. So tonight we switch voices. I'm not a Gentile. I'm a son or daughter of God. And I'm going to seek his way of doing things right. And I receive. And they're going to manifest in my life for everybody to see. I receive. They're going to manifest in my life for everybody to see. And then I'm going to witness. I'm going to tell them he did it. And he'll do the same thing for you. Let me tell you how he did it for me. Out down in Darrow one Tuesday night. Had a man preaching about the kingdom of God on the inside of me. I got a hold of this thing. Catch it. I got a hold of this thing. No, hold it. Don't turn it loose. Let me talk to you while you got it. Holy Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every person here in this auditorium and the 607 people online, tonight, they move from verse 32 in the 6th chapter of Matthew to verse 33. And we're always going to be seeking you, Father, seeking the Lord Jesus, and seeking righteousness, meaning how would Jesus carry this out and find out your wisdom in our lives has changed this very night in the name of Jesus. Say something. We got to say something. Wait a minute. I wrote something down for you to say. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Kingdom abundance, favor, and wisdom come to my life now. I'll never be sick or broke again. Kingdom wisdom is flowing through my mind and my mouth. I'm designed by God as a kingdom citizen. So I have decided to live in the midst of kingdom benefit. Lift your hand and praise God. I'll take it up next Wednesday, the next Tuesday. I keep getting Wednesday, next Tuesday. No, y'all got to do better than that. So, you leave here tonight. And your key thoughts must be throughout the day, tomorrow and the next day, am I functioning properly in the kingdom of God? See. Ephesians 1:3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. What do that mean? That means when I know how to function right, I function from the spirit realm that made the natural realm. That means now I'm able to call things that be not as though they were. That means I'm fully persuaded what God has promised, He's also able to perform. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. You watching by internet, 673 connected now. That's probably 1,000 of people because it's groups and churches and everything else watching. God bless you tonight. Get involved and take a hold of them. Get this MP3, I think you call it. I can't. And you get a hold of this stuff. And the Lord, you need an envelope for your giving, lift your hand.